Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. What's up, Cleaning Nation? Glad to see you here today. And that's a big fat lie. I don't see anybody, but glad to existentially, I guess, know that you're here today. That makes me happy to feel that you guys might be in my vibe. I can't find my little, what's it called? My chats, my comments. So I'll have to see if I can pull that up so I know what's going on. Today, we are going to talk about how to close more bids for your cleaning company. One of my absolute favorite things to talk about because it's huge. Nothing is worse than wasting your time on a garbage bid that you have no chance to get. Or they've got a crazy budget that's never, ever, ever gonna work for you. So super excited today to talk to you guys about how to get more bids, not go on bids that you have no chance to ever close. And then certainly, how to talk budget, make sure that we're not wasting our time. We're going on the right bids with the right people that have the money to actually, do what you want. And again, I'm still looking for, Natalie's going to walk in. Oh, wait. Jason Johnson commented. Once Jason commented, I could click. My comments are up. What's up, Jason? Hey, Patty Searle. Good to have you. Hopefully we've got people here looking for, looking how to close more bids. This is a super fun topic. So the reality is your ability to close bids or not is either going to cap your opportunity for growth and financial freedom, or if you know how to do it, the cool thing is a lot of things we're gonna talk about today, your competitors do not know how to do, which is awesome. So when you can do this right and your competitors can't, you have a crazy unfair advantage. You don't have to be as good at cleaning and hiring and a lot of the other things that are important for you to be good at. If you know how to close bids and get the right people in at the right price, you have such a massive opportunity to grow. The problem is if you don't know how to do this, you're stuck, man. If your competitors know how to close bids and get people signed up and you don't, you are at a massive, massive disadvantage. So let's jump in so you are on the good side of that ledger, not on the bad side. All right, the first crazy thing that most people do wrong, sorry out there, is they feel like if anyone calls about anything, they got to show up, right? We got a cattle call for 49 people. They're all going to do some walkthrough and blah, 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 show up. And we put it on our appointment. We act like it's a real lead. It is not. Just the fact that somebody's bidding with 14 other people and they've got some RFP or RFQ out there that you're going to respond to is generally not a bid. Generally, the guy that wins that bid is the guy that bid way too low and he lost the winner. He didn't win the loser. So it is really important that you are able to choose the bids that make sense for you on your terms. Okay. And again, we've talked about this in other episodes. We're not going to cover it here, but a big key to that is getting to go on enough bids. So we're going to talk about how to do that, but this is assuming you know how to get leads, you know how to get the phone to ring or the emails to hop up or however you're going to do it. You've got web forms getting filled out. You know how to get people to come to you is super key. And if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, there's a ton of different resources that will help you with that. But, once you know how to make the phone ring, it's really important to understand that you can get the bids that make sense for you on your terms. We're going to talk about how to do that a little later. But the first concept we've got to get is you just because somebody calls does not mean you have to go. We're looking to go on the right bids with the right people that are going to be the right fit that actually have budgets, not just anyone that calls. On that train, another bullcrap thing is it's rude to talk about money. The reality is it is rude to not really understand everything you need to understand to help the people solve their problem. The professionals are going to understand all of their pain, and that pain includes the budget, right? So anyone trying to help anyone else needs to understand their complete situation. If you don't understand what their pain is, how committed they are to solve it in terms of time and money, you really can't help them solve that pain. So it is, believe it or not, it's rude not to talk about their budget and bring a package that's way more than they want and, you know, they're looking for less money or to not solve their problem sufficiently enough because you don't think they have enough money. So we got to transition from it's rude to talk about money to it's professional to talk about money. And more importantly, it's a professional to talk about money at the right time. And I can hear all of you guys and gals out there. I haven't seen it in the chat or the comment yet, but it's coming. You're thinking, and even if you haven't texted it, is saying, well, they won't give me the budget. They're, you know, either they won't give it to me or they'll lie and give me a false budget. The reality is when they're not telling you the truth, it's because they don't trust you or they don't understand how you understanding what their budget is can actually help them. So obviously, if they think you're asking for a budget so you can charge more, try and screw them, of course they're not going to give you their budget. Nobody's going to give you their budget in that circumstance. But when you help them understand that A, you're there to help, and B, you understand their pain. And that is really the key to the whole operation. If and when they don't think that you understand what they want or why they're special, right? It's easy for us to go, oh, I've been on 1,000 of these bids. I know what you want, blah, 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 clean the crap. You know, I know you leave things in the corner for the cleaners to find and they miss it and they never get it and you're all pissed off. But that is the exact opposite attitude of what we need. The attitude we need that's going to be successful is you are unique. You have your own certain circumstances that are important to you. And I've got to understand you and unique circumstances, who you are, your job, everything about that. That's really what they want. And when they feel that they're heard and understood and that you really, really get them at a deep level, they will absolutely give you their budget and they'll give you the real budget. And I'll give you a hint. You have to talk about it at the right time, which is right after you have pain. And if you don't have pain, there is no sale. So there's no need to go on. I wouldn't even coach my folks to give a bid if they didn't have a budget. And the only reason they're not going to get a good budget or real budget is they haven't gotten pain. And if they haven't gotten pain, it doesn't make any sense to give them a price to solve a pain that you don't understand. So budget and pain are really interrelated. And if you don't have one, it doesn't make sense to talk about the other. Okay. So that's a big one. You guys are quiet out there. I don't know if there's not that many folks, but we're not getting any chats. I've only got one heart and one surprise face, but four thumbs up. So now I'm sad. I don't know what to tell you. James Brennan was on a couple weeks ago, one of our live attendees, and he got all the hearts. I don't know what was up with him, but they were just loving him. All right. So yeah, definitely give me feedback, questions. I want to make sure I can interact with you guys live and help any way I can. All right. So the first thing is we've got to get over the fact that we don't have to go on every bid. We're looking for the right bids. Move over from the fact that it's rude to talk about money to we have to talk about money to really understand their pain and be able to solve it. Three, they will give you their budget once they understand you are there to help and you need their budget to help solve their pain and to get clearer on what they're doing. That's what they'll do. There we go. Hello from Washington. Kylie says, hey, checking in from Alari. Glad to have all of you guys here. All right. The next thing is, now everyone's showing up. Hello, Melissa. All right. You guys are the best. I get sad. Everybody's here. Jolu's here. I thought Jolu had forgotten about me. Jason says he's taking in, trying to make sure he could do it right. Jason could half teach you stuff. He's such a genius. All right. So the next big one, and this is probably one of the things people get wrong the most, is setting the appointment. So many people have appointment setters do it or somebody else or a $10 an hour employee answering the phone. Crazy talk. I would say it's as important, sometimes more important on how you set the appointment than it is how you go on the appointment. If you set the appointment wrong with the expectation that you're going to go out there, they're going to be like, hey, that building over there two times a week, that building over there once a week, you know, give me a bid and get back with me. If that's the expectation, you are screwed. That is a waste of your time. Hey, Stephanie, good to have you. Lara says, what's your opinion on getting clients to pay a registration fee before taking them on board? Never heard of it. Don't know what it is. Wouldn't coach it. Sounds scary. Jolu's in the house. All right. So it's really important that we set good ground rules for what's going to happen before we go out. Hey, Daisy, good to have you, sister. So I am looking for uninterrupted time. If someone's not willing to give me whatever I feel is appropriate, probably 20 minutes on the low end, 45 minutes on the high end, maybe an hour if it's a massive property. If someone's not willing to invest that amount of time for all the decision makers to be there, to really solve their problem, I'm certain that they have to be as committed or more committed to solve their problem than I am. So, hey, Stephanie. Uninterrupted time, right? If they're going to be on the phone or got six other things going, I'm not going out. If they don't have a little bit of pain, some interest, that they're just like, my boss told me to call and get three bids. That's all I know. Can you come out? No, I can't come out. I also want to make sure I know everyone that this is important to, all the decision makers are going to be on board. So it's really important that you set ground rules as to what's going to happen before you go out. Because if the ground rules are, it's going to be a cattle call, you're going to come out with 20 other people, no one's going to really talk to you one-on-one and really help you understand what we're trying to accomplish here. If that's the case, I'm not going. It's just not gonna work. So keep in mind how you set the appointment. The ground rules that you lay are equally, if not more important than when you go on. When you do it right, this makes the appointment a walk in the park. And when you do it wrong or skip it, you're almost doomed before you go. That said, I was gonna say one other thing. What the heck was it? It was so important. Can't remember. We'll have to come back to it. All right. So that's that. The next thing, and this is much for salespeople. We get it when they tell us this, but then we tell it to ourselves and think it's true. This looks good. We're going to call you soon. We'll give you a call any later this week. anytime there's not a clear future is what's going to happen next, they're trying to get you out of their office. So when they say stuff like, oh, this looks great, I'm going to take you to the big man, we're pretty much sure we're going to go with you, that means get the heck out of here. So what we really want is a clear future. I never give a bid until I've got pain. I understand what their problem is, and we have an agreement that if I can solve that pain for within their budget, they're going to go forward. So when I come to get a bid, it really should be when the whole thing's set up properly, when you set the appointment properly, when you go on the appointment properly, set the expectations for when you give the bid, it really should just be either it's going to be in your budget. And since we're super clear on your pain, if you do this right, your competitors won't be, you'll be the only one that gets their pain. Obviously you're going to sign up right now. And if it's not in the budget, typically what I'm going to encourage you to do is give two bids, one that covers everything they want in their pain and maybe is more than their budget, and then something that's in their budget that may not cover everything that they want to do. But I always have that clear future. And what that can look like is when we're going out, I'm going to say something like, hey, if for whatever reason, I don't think we're a good fit, are you okay if I tell you that? And most of the people are like, yeah, sure, of course, that's no problem. And then the flip side of that is, for whatever reason, I get out here, if you don't think I'm a good fit, I'm too expensive, you don't like my car, you don't like my face, you don't like the way I talk, one excuse is as good as another. If you don't think I'm the best solution for you and your company, are you okay just telling me that? And the reality of the situation is everybody will say yes to that. And then the magic comes in. We go, great, if I get out there and I know that I'm absolutely the best person to solve this problem for you, and you believe that I'm the best person, I can solve it, what would you like to see happen next? The two ways they're going to answer that is, one, well, what do you mean? What happened next? We'll get started. Great. Now we've got an agreement to do that. And two is, well, I'd have to give it to the board or some sort of objection that you want to hear early in the process, not later in the process. Melissa's asking, is this in regards to commercial accounts? You can do this for commercial or residential accounts. The concepts are the same. Residential accounts are a little easier to work with, so you may be able to do a scaled down version of this, but the concepts are exactly the same whether working with commercial or residential. Either way, we want to make sure that before we give a bid, we have a commitment that if it's not a fit, they're going to tell us, and we have the right to tell them if it's not a fit, and if it is a fit, what's going to happen next. And that way we lose the think it over, this looks real good, boss, we're going to get back with you, because we eliminate that before we even give the bid. Okay, when we do give the bid, so many people, residential and commercial, want to talk about the cleaning part of it, right? With residential, they'll walk around the house and be like, oh, put your hands on the dust, or somehow shame them into thinking they've made a terrible decision. And same with commercial. That is not a good strategy. I never like overtly or subtly talking bad about our competition, and B, you're enforcing them, they made a bad decision, which makes them feel not good about themselves. So we don't want to knock. They're not looking for a cleaning problem. They're looking for a problem about how they feel, right? They feel like their cleaner screwed them, or it hasn't kept their word, or they're taking advantage of them, or there's something like that. So we want to make sure that when we give a bid and when we get their pain, we're 20% should be about cleaning. This is, you know, vacuuming versus mopping, 5 times a week versus 3 times a week, high dusting and low dusting, all this nonsense. Their real issue and pain is they don't feel loved or appreciated or welcome home or in control of their environment. And we want to make sure that we're really clear on what their pain is. And the bid should be 92% about solving their pain and understanding their pain and communicating, understand their pain. And once you communicate that you understand it very, very clearly, they're going to assume that you can solve it. You don't have to spend a lot of time explaining to them how you can solve their pain. But if you don't understand their pain, it's going to be a lot of, this is VC, you know, 1,250 square feet of VCT tile to be stripped and waxed twice a year, burnished every quarter, blah, 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 blah. They don't care about any of that stuff. We spend all of our time on that. It needs to be like, hey, you explained how when the wax builds up, your patients, you know, complain, or if you're a car dealership, you get low, I forget what they call it, but low reports to the dealer of, you know, the cleanliness of the facility. If you're on the residential side, a mom might say, I can't come home after a hard day's work and relax because I've got dishes staring at me, right? So you want to make sure that your bid is all about their pain and not about the specific, we're going to dust this or do that, or this is the kind of trash bags that we use, or these details that all your competitors are going to use that aren't interesting. They just want to know that you understand their pain and you're able to solve it. And that kind of ties into another belief that just kills us, which is, so again, all your competitors are going to do is walk around the house and talk, well, what about the pet hair? What about this? And how's this dirty? Dirt, 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 clean, clean, clean. And that is really not what they want. They want an ultimate result of feeling relaxed or feeling safe or lowering absenteeism if they're a business. There's all sorts of things they want that they think the cleaning will get them. Let your competitors talk about the specific clean. You talk about the thing behind it. For me, when I coach owners of cleaning companies, we certainly give them the tactical how to build your company. But when I'm helping them understand if we can work together, I'm talking about the freedom it's going to give, the time it's going to give for you guys to spend with your family, that the change that this may make, the legacy for not just your family, but your kids and your kids' kids, and how you can flex your entrepreneurial muscles as opposed to being stuck cleaning toilets, right? So very different than let's talk about your P&L and all sorts of this stuff. So we obviously want to be able to back it up, right? I obviously have to be able to coach you guys to success. But when I'm having that first conversation, see if we're a fit, I'm really going to talk about your goals and where you want to go and what's working, what's not working, how you're stuck. And that's exactly what you want to do with your folks. So certainly you have to be able to deliver the result that they want via cleaning their building and their house. But when we're on the sales call, we're really having a pain conversation. We're getting really clear on pain, not on exactly how we clean or what we clean or we're green or we use this kind of materials. They don't care about that. They just want to know you understand them and you can help them. So they really don't want the most clean for the least money. They want to work with the people that understand them the most and make them feel secure and loved and cared about and all that sort of stuff. I promise you, even with government bids, people are like, they don't have any pain. They do have pain. Their pain is you have to follow our system. We have a cranky system and every I has to be dotted and all the paperwork has to be filled out right. But that's what we want you to do is follow our system. So they still have pain and that pain isn't around getting their stuff clean. So don't be fooled that their pain is cleaning crap. Their pain is always something different. And if you don't understand that, your competitors do, you have no chance getting it for even for less money. The last piece that we really got to get mindset wise is I can't control how many bids I get. I'm just going to give the bids and really the process and how I do it doesn't make any difference. So many people, because we don't want to take responsibility for actions, right? If we know, hey, if we do a good job, we could get more bids. And if we do a bad job, we're going to lose bids. That's hard to deal with and it's on us, right? So a lot of times we tell ourselves, oh, I'm going to give the bids and the numbers come out with the numbers and it really has nothing to do with me. Well, that makes us feel better because then if we don't get a bid, it's not our fault. But it's a very scary and dangerous place to be because then we can't really influence our outcome, right? So again, that's what bad salespeople want to say and people that don't want to take ownership for their results say. But the reality is we absolutely can influence the number of people that we help. And really, that's just even that. Going from selling people crap they don't want to helping people is a huge shift forward. But you've got to have that mindset of, it's not the lowest price. I promise it's not the lowest price. And when it is the lowest price, we don't want that anyway, right? And when people think it is the lowest price, well, then how come Lexus exists? Why isn't everything just a Hyundai, right? How come Nordstrom sells the same crap that Walmart does, or maybe slightly different crap? But no matter what you do, I always like the car wash thing because that seems like I try to think of the most commoditized thing, like car wash is $5 if you drive through and I don't know, 30, 40 bucks if they do it themselves. I found a car wash in Ireland that charges like $100,000 and they have a waiting list, right? Even things like headphones, right? They used to come free with your phone. I've spent $200 on these AirPods, right? Or you can spend $1,000 on Bejeweled whatever. So you got to get off the thing that it's all about price. It is really about solving their pain. And once you understand, it's about understanding and solving their pain. You have a massive, massive impact on that. You can take control. And just think, goodness gracious, if we just go on a bid a week, and again, it might be a little less for commercial, a little more for residential, but a bid a week, that's just 50 bids a year, give or take. And if you can just close another 20% of those bids, that's 10% would be 5, 20 would be 10 extra bids. Is that right? 20% of 50? Would be 10. Yeah, that'd be an extra 10 bids per year. And if an average bid's $500 or $6,000 a year times 10, that's $60,000 a year. And it's not even taking any extra time. This is just doing the work you're probably already doing a little more effectively. So if you would like help systematizing not just how you get customers, if they're the right customers, how to set the appointments and how to go on the appointments for maximum impact. I mean, this could be hundreds of thousands of dollars for your company over the next year, or certainly it could be millions over 5, 10, 20 years. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We have a online on-demand training you can sign up for. I believe it's going on right now. growmycleaningcompany.com. Let us help you create the systems and processes in your life so you can scale, so you can get the customers that you want at the prices that you need and do it in a way where you're not selling and begging and chasing, but you're really attracting and serving at a huge level. So that's what I got for you guys. Hopefully there's some value. Really, really appreciate you, Cleaning Nation. Can't wait to talk to you next Tuesday. Have a great time. I'll see you at growmycleaningcompany.com. See ya. I always say see ya, and then I don't know how to end the call because I forget. Oh, there it is. I'm going to click finish. Now see ya. Have a great day, Cleaning Nation. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.